Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast. Today, I'm so excited to have you joining us for a really fantastic conversation, especially for designers, about how to leverage the basics to scale your design business. And today I'm joined by my sweet friends, Kelly and Andra of With Grace and Gold. Now, if you aren't familiar with Grace and Gold, they are an award-winning Minnesota-based brand and web design studio. And since 2014, I have seen these women serve more than 400 creative entrepreneurs through purposeful brand and web design. And when I think of people who have truly spent the time to master the basics of building a sustainable and successful business, I think of Kelly and Andra. And so I really wanted to have them come on the show today to talk about their own experience in a way where we can apply it to our own businesses. So ladies, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
That was so sweet. I was like getting goosebumps as you're introducing us.
Oh my gosh. You're so sweet. No, I mean it. To be completely transparent, Kelly and Andra and I have known each other for, years now. I think at least 3 or 4 years, maybe.
I was going to say, I think we met at like a conference probably 4 or 5. Would you even say 5 years ago?
Maybe
I'm not sure. We'll
ago.
Have to look back.
Yeah.
I'll have to go to the Facebook and look through the Facebook photos.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's been a
Seriously,
while.
Do you know what I was thinking as you were saying that was, when I first moved to the town I live in and when I first met Andra, I had purchased one of your prints off of Etsy and yes. I hung it in my office. And I remember like knowing your business and knowing you from Instagram and putting that print in my office and thinking it will be so cool if someday I own a business. And then, I mean, moments later met Andra, started our business, and then met you in person. So
yes.
It's so cool. It's so cool to look back and see how everything has unfolded and just those little like special moments that mean so much in the end.
That's wild. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see how just like, and I think about like so many different experiences in my own life where like I bought something from a store or I started following someone on Instagram and just like everything aligned and yep. like we ran into each other, we met each other, we like built a online friendship, and it's just so cool to see how like truly the internet brings us together.
Yes.
And it's not as scary as you think. Like I think even back in that day too, you look at these businesses and you're like, I bought a print from her, so like I can't talk to her or something. I don't know. You get these like things in your brain, you know, and then you meet at a conference and you're like, oh, you're just like me, like you're a human and yes. you sell things online and you connect with people. Great. We can be friends. Like, I love that it also is like that. The internet can bring people together that you might not originally have like felt, I don't know, like you could talk to, or I don't know. The internet is just funny in that way too.
That's so true. I totally get where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
Well, for those who are tuning in today who haven't had the pleasure of getting to know you the way that I have, would you mind taking a minute and just sharing a little bit about your business, about how you guys got started? Even Kelly, you just mentioned how you and Andra met. That's a really cool story.
Yeah. So yes, our business is With Grace and Gold, and I am currently in Wisconsin. Andra's in Minnesota, and we met here in the town I live in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And we met at a coffee shop when I was new in town and didn't know anyone in town. I was, I think, just on my computer at the coffee shop when I saw Andra, and it looked like she was about my age, so I wanted to be her friend. So I always say I did what any normal person does, and I just stared at her and waited for her to notice me staring at her. And finally she did, and once we made eye contact, I just blurted out, "Hi, my name is Kelly. I'm new here. I don't have any friends. Will you please be my friend?" And then she said yes. So that was how we met. It was 6 years ago. And it was so cool to meet someone and to make a new friend in this new town, because everything was so different and new and scary to be in a new place and not really have any friends or family around. But we just became really fast friends and noticed that we had a lot of things in common and a lot of similar values. And so basically, Andra came up with the idea for us to start a business from there. We met for coffee one day, and we actually talked for so long that the coffee shop closed and we were the last people inside. And she had this idea that my background in business and education and her background in design could come together to create a business that not only serves women in business with brand and website design, but also serves them by equipping them for business success. So teaching the different aspects of the business basics and making sure that their brand and web design speak to their goals and their ideal client. We wanted to bring all of that together and create a brand and website design business that, like we always say, is not only about beautiful design, but about beautiful results, because that's something that the two of us together can really bring to each client that we serve.
I love that. I totally resonate with your approach to design that's not only beautiful, but that also is founded in a sense of intention. And I think that that's where I see so much possibility. And this is something where, like, over the years, the three of us, like, we've had conversations about, you know, like, our approach to strategy, the heart behind intentional design. And I feel like we share a lot of the same values in the fact that if we as designers create work that is beautiful on the outside, but it's not rooted in something deeper, that's only a temporary solution for our clients. And so I so respect that you focus on taking the time to create a really intentional approach to your design work so that you're able to deliver those results for your clients too. That's such a game changer.
Yeah, it's been really fun for Kelly and I to work together in that way too, because I think having that partnership, it does bring that more well-rounded approach to our clients. And like you said, like, I love designing pretty things. Don't get me wrong. Like, designing pretty things is amazing. But at the end of the day, like you said, I mean, pretty things, they can be trendy, or they can be, like, you know, we always talk about, like, the 2015 designs versus the 2020 designs. But the goal is always that it will have that longevity with them. At the end of the day, their why or, like, the roots behind their business aren't going to change necessarily. So we can design for that and having that in mind. And so that's where it's really been fun for Kelly and I to kind of partner up together with that. And we've talked a lot about that too, Bonnie, where it's like, it is just so much more than pretty fonts and pretty colors. It's really much more rooted in the strategy and kind of the intention behind each element that's going into the design. And then especially with their web design too, just moving forward.
So good. So I know today we wanted to talk a little bit about how the basics allow room for future growth in your business. And for those who are listening today, this actually started as just like a really like casual open conversation on Instagram. Like, we were just DMing each other back and forth. And I don't know how we got on this topic, but we started talking about how over the years we've seen different businesses either successfully scale or unsuccessfully scale based on their ability to master the basics to create a strong foundation. So would y'all be open to just kind of sharing a little bit of, like, when you think about the basics, like, what goes into having a good set of basics, a good foundation that then creates the room for future growth?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we are often thinking about is the foundational decisions that make a business what it is. And what we've seen is when businesses just kind of start and hit the ground running and start serving people and start making money, they kind of create this business that's going and going and going, but doesn't have this strong foundation. So when something happens or when someone asks for a service that you don't necessarily offer, there's no kind of standard to fall back on. You haven't gone through and made the intentional decisions about your business, like, who are you? What do you do? Who do you serve? How do you serve them? And what sets you apart? Because when you make those foundational decisions, anything that comes in the future, it feels like you know the answer already and you know what to do and you know what your approach is. But if you move forward without having those decisions in place, there's a lot of room for trial and error and for spending time on the wrong things or the wrong areas of your business. So we like to think of it as just making those foundational decisions about how you do what you do so that when different situations arise, you know what your answer is because you've got this really strong core to your business where these decisions have already been made. You already know what you value and believe in. You already know what you offer and how you offer it. So it makes running your business all the more seamless as time goes by.
Yeah. I was going to piggyback off of that. I think as designers, like, and we've talked to a lot of designers who have said, like, it's just exciting to get paid for what you do. And I totally know that feeling, right? When someone's like, I'm willing to hand over X amount of dollars to have you create a logo for me or have you create a web design for me. And that's so exciting that I think early on designers just think, well, that's what it means to run a business. Like I just get paid to create beautiful things and run my business. But I think that only will go or take you so far, especially when it comes to, like you mentioned, Bonnie, scaling your business. I mean, you can't really scale a business if you're just continuing to take on pretty projects for the fun of it, you know, or to say, oh, I got paid for it. I mean, that's such a good feeling. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously you want to be paid for your services, but I think that's where a lot of early design businesses fall short is they think this is what business ownership means. This is what it means. You know, I wake up every day, I get to wear my pajamas to work and I just design pretty things and people pay me for it. But that's kind of overviewing or like skipping over the foundational elements that actually go into running a successful, or we like to say sustainable business, because, you know, people can pay you for your services, but eventually you're going to get burnt out. Eventually you're going to not be charging enough. Eventually, you know, all of those things that when you don't have those basics in place, it's kind of like a runaway train in a lot of ways, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And something that, as you were kind of talking through that, something that sparked in my mind is that kind of a struggle that I hear a lot of, especially newer designers, wrestle with is this idea of like lack of time. Like they're starting their business or they're in maybe their first like 1 to 2 years of business and they're focused on like just constantly generating more clients, like bringing in more projects, bringing in more money. And so they feel like as soon as they start, it's almost like someone hits like the start button on some imaginary like stopwatch and they feel like they're in this race to just like bring in more.
Yeah.
And so then they don't feel like they have the time to focus on the basics because they're always saying, well, it's more important that I get clients and make money than, you know, hone in the why behind my work, or it's more important that I bring in a new project than identify who my ideal client is. And it's a really easy, essentially, I think it's a mindset trap to fall into where we unintentionally tell ourselves that like the task at hand is more important than the foundational work that impacts our longevity. But if we focus on only doing the tasks that right now are profitable, right now, we're trading long-term growth for short-term results. So what we 100%. Need to do, we need to kind of like switch our mindset and think about how, okay, right now, in order to create the time to maybe invest in these basics, to master these things, to really create this foundation for myself, it would benefit me in the long run if I carved out the time. Maybe I took on like just 1 or 2 fewer clients a month or something like that. Nothing dramatic, but just carving out some time in your schedule to make that happen so that you are creating those assets, those values, those ideas that you're referencing and coming back to time and time again. So your decisions constantly get easier because you're always able to refer back to something that is that strong foundation, something that's already been like defined for you. So yeah. I totally hear where you're coming from with that. And I see lots of designers wrestling with the same kind of thing. So in your own business, how do you feel like mastering these basics, creating that foundation, how has that benefited you? How has that set you up for growth, do you think?
Well, I think We feel very blessed that there are two of us, because my entire role in our business is to do our social media marketing, our newsletters, blogging, podcasting, and all of that content creation. And Andra's entire role is serving our clients one-on-one. So being able to kind of divide those tasks up just kind of lets us know that all of those tasks are important, and each of us is giving all of our time, energy, and effort to all of these foundational areas of our business. So we feel very blessed in that situation, having the two of us to be able to work toward all of those tasks. But what we've seen is that we like to think of them as the seeds that we've planted in our business years ago, and how they grow and help us to grow in the future. And those seeds being writing blog content on a weekly basis, writing weekly newsletters, making sure that we're current on all of our social media platforms, that we're creating more content and driving more people to our website. All of those things are things that we kind of initiated right when we first started our business, but they need time to grow. They need time to have that snowball effect so that it can build your search engine optimization, or your pins can multiply on Pinterest. And all of those things can only really be done through the gift of time. And so we know that the little things that we do year after year, even day after day, are the things that are contributing to that sustainability and contributing to that growth. So there are plenty of little things that you can do each and every day that will help you in the future, even if you can't see the immediate response or the immediate result of that today. So in terms of our business, I would say those basics have helped us to solidify, everything, like who we are, what we do, who we serve, how we serve them. We've been able to really refine a process. So we've gone through the design process with so many clients that we've been able to polish it and polish it over and over, which then elevates that experience. Then you feel more comfortable raising your prices because you're providing an elevated experience you believe in. And once you've got all of that mastered, then you kind of feel that freedom and flexibility to add maybe a shop or a workshop or courses or anything to your business that is this added layer to your business. You feel more comfortable and stable making those decisions because everything else that you work on in your business is like a well-oiled machine. So we've seen how just those small decisions really add up, and how they've really given us the freedom and flexibility to run our business in new ways and be innovative, because we don't have to worry about those foundational decisions that have to do with the way that our business runs from day to day.
Yeah. A little personal story about this, just to, because we can totally relate to designers that, like, you do start out and you're so excited and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to run my business. Here we go. When Kelly and I first started, I mean, we were kind of in the learn as you go, you know, mentality, and we were just like Googling everything and trying to figure it out. And we already had some processes in place, but early on in our business, Kelly and I, we had a Google form, and we would like go back and forth with this Google document, and that's how we kept track of everything. And we were like, this is so organized, and we felt so like on top of everything because we had this one running to-do list that Kelly and I could both check in on. And then we reached this point in our business where we're like, this is not going to work. Like, we were checking in with each other every day, so that was taking like at least an hour every morning out of our day to like check in and reevaluate our to-do list. We were constantly checking in with clients because it was like, here we go. Like, we're going to message you about this one thing today. And then tomorrow, oh, Kelly, wait, where is that one client with their stationery, or are they on website design now? You know, so we were going back and forth. And I still remember the day where Kelly was like, we are going to put our process in place. Like, we need to go back to the basics, like master these basics, because right now we're on this like runaway train. I went away, I got married, and I went away for our honeymoon, and I came back, and Kelly's like, I apologize ahead of time. You're going to see approximately like 4,000 notifications in your email inbox, because she had set up our project management software, and she had like taken the time to like put the clients in and really like we keep saying, go back to the basics. What is that process? What do we need to do every day with social media? What does Kelly need to be doing every day for newsletter writing? What do I need to be doing every day in terms of managing our clients? And outlining that, and it sounds so simple, but had we not done that, oh my goodness, I remember coming back and we freed up like hours in our work week. I mean, hours. Like, probably, I mean, we used to estimate like probably 10 to 15 hours in our work week, each of us just being able to have those basics in place, which then you ask the question of, well, how did you scale? Well, that's, I mean, that freed up 10 to 15 hours. Talk about scaling. I mean, we had more time for clients. We had more time for other projects that might help us, you know, with passive income, those types of scalable, you know, revenue streams. So I don't know. I think oftentimes like designers, they overlook those basics. They overlook the project management softwares. You know, no big deal. I have it all up here. I have it in my brain. I have it in my head, or I have that, you know, running to-do list like Kelly and I did, but that only took us so far. And then we reached this point where we're like, this is enough. Like, we need to get this together. We need to get organized. And so thank God for Kelly's brain, who like went to town with our project management software. And I came back from my honeymoon with like 4,000 notifications, but hey, we were ready and we were rocking and rolling after that. But that truly was like a game changer for us, honestly.
That's amazing. And I really love that story of how like you just go on your honeymoon and you come back and your project management system is completely set up.
Taken care of. Yep. I was like, all right, Kelly came back. She's like, I'm sorry. Welcome back. You're married now. Congratulations. Here we go. awesome. Like truly awesome. But it was so funny. Like we still joke about it to this day where Kelly was like, okay, see ya. And then just like went to town with her like systems oriented brain. But it was so, so good. And I think that is a basic principle of business, but often is overlooked. I mean, project management, systems, all those things, processes, basic, but so important. I mean, if we didn't have that in our business, I don't know where we'd be, honestly.
Right. Well, kind of like what you were saying, like having those workflows identified, having like a project management system set up, like that's not a sexy part of business. That's not like a really glamorous thing that like if you're sharing like a behind the scenes of like what you're doing that day at your home studio, right, or like working at your dining room table, like showing your spreadsheets or showing the back end of Asana, like not necessarily the coolest thing you could be like showing off. But I was chatting with actually one of my students inside the Brand Strategy School, my course for designers and strategists, and she was kind of toying with this idea of like starting a course, like a DIY branding course. And as we got to talking about it a little bit, she was saying, okay, well, like I want to do this and stuff like that, but I'm just really struggling with time. And as we got like deeper and deeper in that conversation, it turned out that she was trying to start this totally new product and have this totally new offer as a part of her existing lineup, but she hadn't taken the time to identify her workflow for her custom clients. So every time she was getting a custom client, she was still having to kind of, like you said, Andra, like in her brain, like go back through the filing system and remember, like manually remember what steps need to happen and in which order they need to happen in order to like onboard a new client or walk them through her design process. And so when we realized that, I was like, whoa, we need to like hit pause on any like future products or services. We need to like go back and hash out those workflows, because as like tedious as it might seem, just like you guys said, having those systems, having those workflows already put in place inside any project management software or system, that frees up like hours. Like I think you said like 10 to 15 hours of your week, just like all of a sudden available, because you weren't having to like go back and check in with each other or constantly refer to your Google Doc of like where things were at what part of the process. So I know that it can be easy for us to say like, oh yeah, I'll do that. Like I know systems, workflows are important. I'll do it. But like, no, like we don't have the time to keep putting it off. We need to make that a priority and to focus on those seemingly basic tasks, because they create so much space, not in your business, but in your life. Like, man, 5, 10, 15 extra hours of your week, that's time that you're reclaiming. And that's time that you can invest back in your business. Or if you want, spend it with your family or spend it with yourself. Like, man, game changing. I love that you shared that story.
So game changing. It's like our little nugget of like, anytime we get a question, I feel about, you know, just running a design business. Well, what about this? What about that? I feel like every question kind of comes back to processes. Like you were just saying, Bonnie, we actually recently met with someone that was kind of going through something similar where they were wanting to add new services. And the reason they were wanting to add them is because they were getting, you know, questions about it. And we were asking, you know, her, kind of challenging her with the idea of, well, that's nice. You want to add these on. But if you're not mastering what you've already got going, well, then how is adding more on going to actually scale your business? Really, what that's doing is just, where are you coming up with those hours? You know, where are you coming up with the time to scale if you haven't mastered what you already have going, you know, for you? And so it is really interesting. And I think we do believe a lot of lies of like, well, the more we add on to our business, the more we can scale. But that was a simple thing that we did that scaled our business automatically because we were already able to, you know, freeing up those hours, we were able to add more clients. We were able to focus more on the process, therefore charge more. You know, it's just like, again, you're going back to those basics. I think when we think of scalability, we think of adding more and adding more. Mm-hmm. But for Kelly and I, it was actually like, what can we take away? What can we master, like truly master, and therefore scale our business? And it was truly a game changer. Like I keep saying, I can't stress that enough. So
that's such a good insight. And actually, I totally see where you're coming from. I see a lot of designers, and honestly, not just designers, but entrepreneurs in general, we think that if we want to experience more, we need to like do more or add more to our plates, or like we think that more equals more, right? And it's actually one of the reasons why I created a totally free webinar. It's a totally free like masterclass about how to increase your income as a designer without taking on more clients. Because, and for those who are tuning in, if you go to brandstrategypodcast.com in today's show notes, you'll be able to click on the link and get your seat to this totally free training. But it's something where I see so many people choosing to trade their time or their energy or their mental resources for the potential of more profit. But when we actually get into it, like you were saying, Andrea, like more doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to experience more profit. And if we can go back to those basics, if we can invest in creating that strong foundation, that scalable foundation, that's where we start to see the short-term results, but also the long-term growth that I think we're looking for. So, okay, I like the wheels are turning in my brain, and I want to know from y'all's experience, if we're going to start creating that strong foundation for our design business, where do we begin? Like, what are some steps that we can take to start to take what we're talking about today and actually apply them to our businesses?
That's a really good question. I think kind of like we talked about with those like standard questions of who am I, what do I do, who do I serve, how do I serve them? Those key questions are what we always come back to and came back to as the years were going by. Because when you make those decisions and kind of isolate yourself and really think about what your vision is for your design business, because it's one thing to make those decisions behind the scenes, and then it's another to stick to those decisions once you start getting emails asking for different things other than what you offer, want to offer. So kind of take some time to reflect on what your vision is for the business that you want, so that every decision that you make remains aligned with that business that you envision. I think it's very easy to go online and to see what other design business owners are doing and to just immediately think that's what I should be doing too. But if you want to work, you know, a 4-day work week, and you want to maybe serve people through an elevated experience and only serve one client at a time, these are the types of decisions that you have the power to make. And it's that combination of making the decision and sticking to the decision that helps to solidify that foundation. So I would say just kind of think about all the different areas of your business, not only the heart of it and what you want it to be, but also your brand and your website design, your voice and your brand messaging, and then get into your process. All of those decisions that you need to know as a design business owner, they just have to be decided on and then practiced day in and day out. And of course, you can always change and learn and grow, but coming back to those basics is what will allow you to have a business that's totally unique to you, totally aligned with what you value, and allows you to have the business and the life that you want. So, as silly as it seems, I think just stepping back and like isolating yourself and thinking about what matters to you is really that first step, because there's way too much information out on the internet and way too much of, you know, you could try this or you could do that. But I think at the end of the day, your business has to be something that you feel good about and get excited to do at least most days. And so if you can design it in that way, that's what's really going to strengthen you and your business.
That's really good advice. I love what you said about kind of turning down the noise of what people are saying, what you're seeing experts talking about, or what you're finding on Pinterest, or what you see people doing on Instagram, and like focusing on just your business and like just what's in front of you. Yeah. Actually, kind of when you were talking through how you would encourage people and recommend that they take those first steps, it got me thinking about like as brand and graphic and web designers, if we're doing any kind of identity work or strategy work with our own clients, it's almost like we need to like take a beat and walk through those same questions and walk through that same strategy work for our own businesses. Like walking through those questions gives us so much more insight into this brand that we're building, just in the same way that it would give us insight as designers into our clients' brands. And so, yeah. Kelly, I think that's such good advice. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
I love like to piggyback off of that. Kelly and I were talking earlier about how I think getting to those basics, like Kelly said, strongly deciding who are you? Who are you going to serve? Like, you know, how are you going to serve them, those processes? It almost like shifts something in your brain too, to say, like I'm a true business now. Like I'm not just a hobbyist. I'm not like your neighbor down the street who creates, you know, beautiful things, or I'm not someone with just like a degree in graphic design that can do anything that, you know, comes to me. Instead, it's saying like, no, I'm a business and this is who I serve. I'm a business and this is how I serve them. And I think the biggest businesses we follow, the ones that truly have scaled, right, and have these kind of really amazing profitable businesses, they're the ones that know those answers to their question, to those questions. And, you know, you don't see those businesses as hobby businesses, or as like I said, your niece down the street or your neighbor or whatever it might be. And I know we've talked to a lot of kind of beginner businesses that they see their business that way. They see themselves as, you know, well, I can do anything. I know graphic design. I can do whatever, you know, is given to me. But that's almost selling yourself short. It's seeing your business as more of this like hobby business rather than, I know what I stand for. I know who I serve. I know how I serve them. And it's shifting your brain to think of yourself more as a business, but also your clients and also people that are coming across your business, interested in your services. Now they're seeing yourself or seeing you as, you know, a reputable business, someone that can be trusted, someone that isn't just, you know, a hobbyist or someone that's looking for, you know, some fun money on the side. This is a true business. And if you want to treat your business that way, you have to shift your thinking. And that's a basic thought. Like that's basic. That's going back to the basics. But I think what Kelly said is so true. Who are you? Who do you serve, et cetera? So.
Yeah. I think something else interesting that we talked about along that same line was that people sometimes worry that creating systems and creating firm decisions within their businesses makes them rigid or makes their business too much like a machine. But we just have experienced firsthand how when you create systems, it gives you the space and the opportunity to create a balanced business and then to serve your clients even better. So if we think about some of the biggest businesses, like we were just talking about Target earlier, and we were talking about Disney World, and we were talking about these places that we love to go to. And we have a great experience when we go to those places. And that's the result of a lot of systems coming together in order to make that work, in order to create that great experience. So I think it's also, Gondra said, it's a mindset shift, but it's also like removing that bad connotation that systems tend to have, because systems don't have to be something that denotes like being rigid or being strict. Systems can be something that create a seamless process that people want to be involved in. If you want to be a part of that business or you want to visit that business, that's always the result of a really carefully planned out system with a lot of heart and intention behind it.
Yeah. And systems built around knowing the questions, you know, or the answers to the questions you asked earlier, Kelly, of who are you? Those basic, basic questions. Yeah.
Totally. I think at this point, people who are tuning in, they are going to be feeling so fired up and so excited. Like I feel like just hearing about some of these great decisions we can make, the mindset shifts that need to happen. Like this is work that I've already done in my business, but I'm feeling fired up to like go forth and do. So one question I always love to ask whenever I have people on the Brand Strategy Podcast is kind of like one final piece of encouragement. So ladies, I would love to know, what kind of encouragement would you share to fellow designers who are ready to do the foundational work, who are ready to kind of nix the trial and error and the DIY in order to create that foundation that gives them the space to grow in the future?
That's a really good question. I think mine would be that the life and the business that you want are more in reach than you might think. I think there was a time in our business where we definitely felt like our business was running us, and we felt like we were really tied to our desks and we couldn't really see our way out of that. But just with a few intentional decisions, like setting business hours, having that be a decision, a foundational decision we made, setting business hours, sticking to our process, tapering our bookings in a certain way. These were small decisions that we realized we had the power and the authority to make. And when we made them, it changed things around and gave us the life that we wanted, as well as a sustainable business. So I think when you're in the thick of it and you are so busy and you feel like things are a runaway train, just know that you are probably only like 3 to 5 decisions away from being able to redesign things with a little bit more intention. And you have more independence and power in that regard than you might feel like you do, because your business is yours. And so just remember that the decisions you make can be strong and firm while being personal and loving toward yourself and to your clients all at the same time.
Yeah. I would say, to piggyback off of that, I think in terms of it, you know, encouragement, and Kelly said, you can make the decisions for your business. But I also think it's important to say that, like, but like, as you're moving forward, as you're making these decisions, you know, already in your gut, like what the answers to those questions are. I think we can get so flustered or so like wishy-washy when we look to other people, when we look to other inspiration, when we look to other design businesses. But I found the most sustainable, successful businesses are the ones that are really, like, they know the answers and they're firm with those answers. And I think sometimes we just need permission to do that. So I guess my encouragement through all those words is like, you know. And if you're listening to this and you sit down and you say, like, who do I really want to serve? Like, who do I actually get excited to serve? You know the answer. You might just think, well, With Grace and Gold is really successful serving creative women in business. So, like, I need to do that too. Or like, this is who Bonnie serves and I need to serve people that Bonnie serves. And like, the truth is that might not be your answer. It might be, I want to serve wellness entrepreneurs, and that's like all I want to do. Or I want to serve, I don't want to work on Fridays. I want to spend that day with my children. Like, I don't. End of story. Like, you know in your gut what that looks like for you. And so it's kind of picking back off what Kelly said, but like, that's where I want to leave people, is just like knowing that, like, you know the answers. You just have to like truly stick with them and sit down and write them down or whatever it might be for you.
And like, be brave enough that knowing those answers and making those decisions is going to work. Or at least that,
Yeah, truly pay off. Cause like, I think it's easy for Kelly and I now, like 6 years into business, to say that, but I guess that's the encouragement, is 6 years in the business, we can say that. We can say those basic principles, those basic answers to those questions. Like, it's huge. It's just like, do it. I just want to like, I'm fired up too. It was really interesting, Bonnie, when you said like, I made these decisions for my business and like, even I'm fired up. Kelly and I make these decisions for our business every year. Like, we always go back to the basics. We do it twice a year. We always sit down and we have this like little business meeting and we eat our guacamole and we drink our Starbucks, but we go back to the basics and we kind of realign ourselves and say, are we still doing this? Are we still aligned with what we decided our business would be? Is this offering really still working for us? Or is this process really still working for us? And I think it's, you know, even 6 years in the business, we still do that every 6 months. Every 6 months we sit down and we do it. And I think you're never too like sustainable or too successful or whatever it might be to do that and to reevaluate those for your business. So no matter where you are in your journey of business entrepreneurship, or especially if you're a design business, like, it's always worth reevaluating. Always. So
100%. I am such a big believer, like, like y'all, like of constantly checking back in with that vision, those values, who you're serving, what your goals are, because I think that it's not something that we just like set it once and forget it. It's something that right. we constantly need to, I think of it as like almost like touching base with it over and over and over mm-hmm. again, so that it's constantly top of mind. And yes. just like you were saying, Andra, like, so that we have the opportunity to say, oh yes, like I'm like really excited to see that I am moving in alignment and making decisions that complement that vision or those values. Or on the flip side, like, oh, I see I got a little too distracted by the shiny thing over here and totally. Didn't quite nail it. So I need to change course a little bit. And we yeah. all find ourselves in those seasons of life and business where sometimes we nail it, sometimes we need to get back on track. But like y'all are saying, that's the beauty of having that foundation in place so that you have a set vision, mission, values, ideal client, systems, processes. You have that already mapped out so that you can revisit it and you don't have to just like juggle it all in your brain, which let's be real, that's exhausting.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's truly like it, like you said, it goes back to basics, but it's so important. Like I can't stress it enough. So I'm excited for people to like be fired up listening, and I'm just excited for them. Like now I'm fired up. I have like goosebumps on my body. I'm just excited. It's going to be good.
Oh, I love that. So I know at this point, people who are tuning in, they're going to want to know where they can find you and how they can hang out with you. They're going to want to like follow along with all of your not only beautiful design work, but your wonderful friendship and watch as your business continues to grow. So where can people come find you on the interwebs?
Yeah, you can find us at withgraceandgold.com and on Instagram at withgraceandgold and all of the other places. We also have With Grace and Gold the podcast, and we also have a workshop, and I'm just listing things off now, but yeah, we're on the internet.
you can find us and say hi. We're there. We're hanging out. And we'd love to meet, you know, whoever's listening. Let us know if you have tuned in, and we'd love to chat with you more.
Oh, that's awesome. And friends, for those of you who are tuning in today, absolutely, as always, you can head to brandstrategypodcast.com, click on the show notes for today's episode, and all of With Grace and Gold's links will be there. And you'll also find a fun little gift straight from Kelly and Andra. They are offering to those who are tuning in a free business housekeeping checklist. So today we've been talking all about basics. This is such a fantastic content-packed download that is all about maintaining those business focus areas, those housekeeping kind of components of your business on a weekly and monthly basis. So those foundational components are happening and you don't have to feel like you're reinventing the wheel or creating it from scratch. So all you have to do, go to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on the show notes for today's episode, and you will see that freebie waiting for you there. So ladies, thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. This has been so awesome.
I know. Can we just do this every week, Bonnie? Can we just hang out every week on your podcast?
For sure. For sure. We'll just like turn it into the like Brand Strategy and With Grace and Gold podcast, and it'll be like,
I love it. We'll just talk about everything.
It'll need an acronym. It'll need a little clever. We'll just make a symbol.
We'll come up with something. It'll be so fun.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. It's been such a joy to have you on the show, and I can't wait to just keep cheering you guys on from Waco. And friends, for those who are tuning into today's episode, be sure to head to brandstrategypodcast.com to get all the resources from this fantastic conversation and to keep following along with Kelly and Andra online as well. So as always, thanks for tuning into today's episode, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.